Praise God again. Tonight, we're going to be talking about true worship. True worship. You know, St. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, some folks' conception of true worship is maybe attending church once a week on Sundays, because Sunday, people say, after all, is the Lord's Day. Nothing wrong with that. As long as, folks will say, as long as I put God first on Sunday, the first day of the week, I'm all right. The rest of the week is mine. It's whatever I want to do. Others would say true worship is perhaps I'll extend myself by going to Bible study. I'll do a little bit more. Or I go to prayer on Wednesday nights. Others would say true worship is attending church on Easter Sunday. You got to be there on Easter Sunday. After all, that's the Sunday when Jesus got up and rose with all power in his hand. My God. And especially during homecoming revival time. Some people say, hey, that is true worship. I just take my vacation to be out there and to be part of that revival. Well, all that is good. It's all good. Nothing wrong with that. But I have you to know, we cannot strategize God. I'll say it again. We cannot strategize God. Why? Because God is all-powerful. He's all-knowing, and he's everywhere at the same time. So in other words, we cannot compartmentalize God. We can't say, well, God, I'll serve you right here, and I'll make sure I'll be here, but the rest of the time is mine. You know, I've served you. In other words, some people never even take the Bible off the shelf unless they really, really need something. I need something from the Lord, so now, God, I'm on my knees, and I'm searching in the scripture for you right now. But we cannot do that. We have to know that every single day that the Lord allows you and I to live, every day is a day of worship. We're talking about true worship. Amen. Every day is God's day. The scripture says this is the day that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice, and we ought to go to rejoice and give and be glad in it. So true worship, what is true worship? True worship, worship is done for God. Why? Because God deserves our worship. We are made to worship the Lord. It is for his pleasure, for God's pleasure, and for his pleasure alone. It's all right to present prayer and praise and adoration and thanksgiving to God in our local congregation, and we ought to do that. And all the things I said above as to what people think true worship is, that's all good. But true worship is felt inwardly and is then expressed outwardly through our actions or how we live our life every single day in obedience towards God. That's what true worship. It's the condition, it's the attitude of your heart. And that heart is what we serve and we praise God out of. You know, with David said, oh my soul, I will bless him and I will worship him. Praise God. Expressions of your true love for God. I want to read that St. John, 4th chapter. And the verses 19 to 24. And this is a very, very familiar passage of Scripture. We all know the story about the Samaritan woman, how Jesus went around. And he says, it need be, I need to go through Samaria. Because there's a woman that is in need of me. So here it is, a 19th verse of St. John, the 4th chapter. It says, the woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshiped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. But Jesus says unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You see, the location of worship is not nearly so important, but it is the attitude of the worshiper. See, the Samaritan woman quickly explained to Jesus that this mountain, on this very mountain, is the place where our fathers worship. But Jesus said to her, he says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Oh, that's saying something. This hour is now. He says, when true worshipers, are you a true worshiper? I hope so. True worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Mm-hmm. That's what God is looking for, our true worship. See, because the next verse on 24 says, see, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So true worship extends directly from the heart. And later, Jesus says to the woman, he says that, you know, you worship, but you don't know what you're worshiping. And everything, he says, but we know what we worship, because worship is for our salvation. Salvation is of the Jews. That's what he was saying to her. You don't even know what you worship. But we know who we worship. We worship Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We worship Jesus Christ because his shed blood on Calvary has set us free from the bondage of sin. He has given us eternal life through Jesus Christ. That's why we worship him. And he says, true worshiper, you must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Matthew's, the 22nd chapter, 37 to 38 verse says, Jesus says, it says this, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Remember, we talk about true worship. Then say part of your heart. Said, but you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart. As I said, worship extends directly from your heart. And with all thy soul. Mm-hmm. It don't stop there. And it says, and with all thy mind. Everything we have, we ought to love the Lord. And from that love for him, out of our heart, comes true worship. And then Jesus says, but this is the first and great commandment. And then another part of the scripture, Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my words. If you love me, you will keep my sayings. How do we know if you're a true worshiper? It talks about obedience. He says, you would keep my sayings. If you love me, you would do what I ask in the word. If you worship me, you got to worship me in spirit and in truth. And we can't get to the Father except we come through the Son. Amen. Jesus made it so that we now can come boldly before the throne of God and ask for whatever that we need. We're talking true worship from the heart. What type of heart? A heart of obedience. So you might say, well, what is obedience? Obedience is simply to be submissive to authority. His word is authority. Jesus is authority. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is the authority. So to love God is to obey God. And you can say it again, another way, to obey God is to love him, like Jesus told the disciples. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. In other words, everything within us, we give God the praise, and because we love him. Amen. Praise God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Praise God. We're going to talk about sacrifice in just a little bit later. But I want you to turn with me to Psalms, the fourth chapter. I'm going to read the first, third, and the fifth verse. Psalm, the fourth chapter. First, third, through five. We want God to hear us when we call. That's why we worship him. True worship, an honest heart, a pure heart, realness before God. Amen. Let's read that. Psalms 4. It says, "Hear me when I call, O God." Don't we want God to hear us? Oh, yes. "Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me. When I was in distress, have mercy upon me and hear my prayer." We need to get a prayer through. We need to be in a place of God that we need to get a prayer through in a moment, in an instant, when you begin to think on that, your mind just reflect on the Word of God and who he is and who we are in him. Be like David says, "Hear me when I call, O God, the God of my righteousness." Amen. And let's get down to the third verse. It says, "But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself." You remember I said God has raised us up, prepared us for his glory, for his purpose, for his pleasure, to worship him in true worship. He said, "But know this, that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him." Isn't that blessed? When you know, when you get to praying, you want to be sure that that prayer is getting through to God. When you ask the Lord in the name of Jesus, you can expect to receive an answer to your prayer. Amen. And that's what he is saying here. It says, "But we know that the Lord, he has set us apart for himself, godly for himself. The Lord will hear when we call him." Verse 4 says, "So stand in awe, and then sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still." In other words, David said in other parts of Scripture, when I lie down at night, I'll think about you, Jesus. I think about you, Father. When I rise in the morning, my mind is set on you. And then the last word here that so many people skip over, but it says Selah. And Selah just simply means, think on this. Think on what you just read. Think on what David just said. He said, when I'm lying down, I will think on you. My heart will commune with you, even as I lie down and be still. And there's times when, you know, we get busy and we're going here and there and the calendar is full and before we know it, the day is gone. But there are certain times that we have to make it happen. And it says, be still and know that I am God. And when you lie down to rest, I know I do that. Sometimes all through the night, if I have to get up, and, you know, I just, my mind, it just, it's a habit. It automatically reflects on it. I said, God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I just, because he's so good. And see, that's where, with David said, your praise shall be in my mouth, shall continuously be in my mouth. And when that praise is in your heart, and then it's in your mouth, it's in your thoughts. He said, when I lie down, I will give your name praise. I'll commune with you. I'll stand in awe. I'll stand in amazement of you, because that's the kind of God we serve. Amen. True worship. That's what we're talking about tonight. So we want God to hear us when we call. That's what we worship as part of that true worship. See, if you need to ask forgiveness or be reconciled to your brother, Jesus says, leave your gift before the altar first. First, be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift of praise and worship to God. In other words, if you regard sin in your heart, If you regard unforgiveness in your heart, you have resentment in your heart, if there are things that you know that you need to get straight, no need to come into God and offering up sacrifices of praise or whatever. He says, first, go to that person, go to your brother, go to your sister, ask forgiveness, get it straight. Even if you're not the one at fault, get it right. And then you come back and offer the praise and prayer to God. In other words, we want true worship, a true heart. There's no point in coming to the altar first. And when we need to ask forgiveness or ask someone, say, I'm sorry, or make it right, when you do that, when you make it right, you can freely offer your gift before the Lord. Why? Because when we pray, when we commune with him, we do not want our prayer to be hindered. Amen. We don't want it to be hindered. But we want our prayer, want to know that God hears. We're talking about, here's all the attributes of a true worshiper. True worship. Praise God. And then I want you to turn with me to Jeremiah. Going to Jeremiah, the 7th chapter. And just one verse I'm going to read. Jeremiah 7 and 20. I hope you're being blessed. I hope you're receiving something from this, because we're talking about true worship. Praise God. Verse 20 says, therefore, these are people who actually indulge in false worship. Mm-hmm. They're not being obedient as God has instructed them. So it says, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, mine anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place. Oh, my God. Listen to this. My anger and my fury. My God, we don't want God's anger or fury poured out on us. My God, we want to stay in the grace of God. He said, but my anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon man and upon beasts. My God, everything is suffering. And upon the trees of the field, and upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn, and shall not be quenched. God doesn't play. He's saying true worship. True worship. I want to read what the footnote says. It says, you know, this verse answers the question, who gets hurt when we turn away from God? In other words, when we do our own thing and walk in accordance to what we want to do and not in accordance to what God's word requires us to do. You say, who gets hurt when we turn away from God? The answer, we do. Separating ourselves from God is like keeping a green plant away from sunlight or water. God is our only source of spiritual strength. Yes, he is. Cut yourself off from him, and you cut off life itself. And then further, the footnote says, God has set up a system of sacrifices to encourage the people to obey him. He required the people to make these sacrifices, not because the sacrifices themselves pleased him, but because they caused the people to recognize their sin and refocus on living for God. My God, they faithfully made the sacrifices, but forgot the reason they were offering them. And thus they disobeyed God. A lot of people are going through the motion and they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. So they're offering the sacrifices, but without even realizing who it is that they should be worshiping. So therefore, they didn't walk in obedience, but they were indulged in false worship. So Jeremiah reminded the people that acting out religious rituals was meaningless unless they were prepared to obey God in all areas of life. He reminded the people, acting out. A lot of people go through the motions. They're acting out their religious rituals, but there's no power. There's no power there. So in my closing, I wanted to say to you all, true worship is living a sacrifice to God, living sacrifice. Like Romans 12 and 1 says, 1 through the second verse, Paul says, I beseech you, I beg you, brethren. I'm asking you, brethren, he says, by the mercies of God. And thank God he knows we need the mercies every day. We get new mercies. He said, but I'm begging you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's what Paul is saying to us. This is what it takes to be a true worshiper, a living sacrifice. And then he goes on further to say, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That's true worship. That's true worship. That you honor the Lord with your praises. We honor the Lord with our obedience. We honor the Lord with a pure heart. Oh my God. This is serious, because we see there's so much false doctrines and so many things out here that is far away from the Word of God. Even the teachers in schools, they don't even teach them. Like we were taught when we were in school, that to honor the Lord. You know, there's no such thing anymore when you get ready to have assembly or gathering yourselves in school that they read the Word of God. We used to read the Psalms and everything. Some, there were, even used to be prayer. We have fallen far away. I'm talking about the United States, our nation as a whole, has fallen far from the Lord and fearing God. The Bible says the people of the nation that forget God shall be turned into hell. We, as true worshipers, we have a responsibility. We have a commission as true believers in Christ to pray for the ungodly. Pray for our nation. Pray that people be set free and delivered. That's what this prayer line is about, that we strengthen one another. We strengthen the body of Christ. We strengthen so that we may go out and make disciples of others. Praise God. This is what it's all about. And then the Bible tells us plainly, it said, if my people who are called by my name, if we would humble ourselves, if we would pray, if we would seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways, the scripture says, then the Bible says God would hear from heaven, he would forgive our sins, and then heal the land. Does our land need healing? Amen, it surely does. Is God dependent upon us? Oh, yes, he is. We have a commission to do this. So God, he demands true worship. He does it. He is, again, we can't strategize God. We have to go in accordance to what his word says. We have to be true worshipers before him. Praise God. And we have to know that God is pleased with us. Amen. We have to love him with our whole heart, our whole mind, all our strength, everything within us. We serve him as true worshipers. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. And I've been blessed through this word tonight. And I just know that God has this word for all of us tonight, that we would take heed to what the word of God is saying. True worship. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you, we glorify you. We thank you, God, for this opportunity you have given us to expound on your word. You've given us the opportunity to hear your word tonight. For Father, you said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Father, you love us so much, God, that you don't want us to fall in the spirit of error. But God, you said that you would take up yours by the Holy Spirit and lead and guide us into all truth. We thank you tonight. You promised to take of yours and show it unto us. Thank you, Father, for showing us your word. Thank you, Father, that we hear your word. We understand your word because the Holy Ghost is shed abroad on our hearts. Your Holy Ghost that you have left us to be a comforter to us. The Holy Ghost has given revelation to your word that we can live thereby. For you said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God, you know your word is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. So therefore, God, we thank you that you have made us true worshipers, that we can offer up the sacrifice of praise with a clean heart. God, and God, we pray the prayer even like David said. God, he said, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me. Father, there be any on the line tonight that feel the need to repent. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit would just touch their hearts tonight. God, that we worship me. You in spirit and in truth. God, that they become a true worshiper, a true believer, a true person of God. Hallelujah. A clear understanding of your word, Father. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you right now, even as I minister tonight, the Holy Ghost was riding upon your word. The Holy Ghost was expounding your word. The Holy Ghost was pricking your word to the hearts of the hearers tonight. We all hear your word tonight. Father, we don't take your word for granted. We are blessed to be able to hear the word of God, to learn the word of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, because, God, you have made us more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us, has given himself for us. God, we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are true worshipers. We're true believers, God. Oh, God, we'll serve you with our pure heart, that we will present our bodies a living sacrifice to you, as the word has said, holy and acceptable to you. Father, that we will love you tonight. That's our prayer tonight. We would love you with our whole heart, with all of our mind, all of our soul, God. God, that our heart will extend heartfelt worship towards you, Father, each and every day. That when we wake up in the morning, that we can say hallelujah, God. And we thank you because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, God. We say thank you, God. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for healing tonight. If there be any that need healing, God, then we know there are people that need healing. Father, you know their name. You know all about them, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, healing, Lord. Oh, God, strength, Father. Strength, Father, to go through the things they're going through. Strength, God, there's people are waiting surgeries, God. You know all about them. You know their situation. Father, I pray that you would lift them up in the spirit. You would encourage their heart. That you would help them to say, God, that by your stripes we are healed. I am healed. Glory to God. That healing is the children's bread. God, even knowing that you yourself, Jesus, you bore our sicknesses and our diseases in your own body on the cross, Father. But God, I thank you tonight that you rose with all power in your hands. Glory to your name. We say praise your name. We glorify your name. We rejoice in you tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, because, see, your word says heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall never pass away. Father, we thank you, Lord, Even the time in which we live, we thank you for knowing Jesus. We thank you, God, because when we know you, Father, when we know you, Jesus, we know the way. When we know you, we know the truth. Hallelujah. We have life because you came that we might have life, and we have this life more abundantly. Father, I pray for everybody on this line, everyone that hears my voice tonight. Father God, that you would just bless them, raise them up, God. Put them in a place, elevate them higher in you, God. Give us, oh God, a hunger and thirst after righteousness, for we shall be filled, Father. We praise you tonight. We bless you at all times. Father, we thank you for Pastor tonight. We thank you for healing for him. We thank you for strength for him. We thank you, God, because your word is not going to go out and return to your void. It is already okay. It's already accomplished. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for our mother, the church, our father, the church. We thank you, Father God, for every member of the Peaceful Baptist Church. We thank you for believers in churches everywhere, bishops and pastors and teachers and ministers. Every one of the ministers, God, encourage their heart, lift them up, help them to seek you as never before, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, because in this day and time, we have to know that we stand in you. We have to have our feet firmly planted and rooted and grounded in you, God. We have to stand, God, and God help us, Lord, to do, God, your will, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we will stand firm, that we will stand rooted in you, God. We're grounded in your word, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. We will bless you at all times. Oh, God, we bless your name, God. We pray for our children that you will protect them, God, as they go to school, God. Cover them with your blood. We pray for your people all over the land, God. Cover us with your blood, Father. In the name of Jesus, we come against the works of the enemy. We bind the works of the enemies. Satan, you are a liar. The blood of Jesus is against you. We bind your forces. You will not take us out. We will stand. We will live because God willed it so. The power of the Holy Ghost lives on the inside of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind, God. God, even with the young people, with the guns in their hands, we come against the works of the Satan. We bind you in the name of Jesus. God, you say, whatsoever things we bound on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever is bound in heaven will be bound in the earth. We speak life in the name of Jesus. God, no weapon that's formed against us, not one weapon that's formed against your people shall prosper. God, that we have life today and we have life everlasting. Father, we thank you, Lord. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. We honor you, Father. We rejoice in you, the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. God, we know that you're coming back soon. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you would keep us, God, in perfect peace. Keep us as true worshipers in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All those on this line, give God the praise. Give God the honor and the glory. Amen. Glory to God. We honor you tonight. Oh, yeah. Thank God for making you a true worshiper. Thank God that we have this opportunity to worship him. Hallelujah. He's a good God, and he's worthy of our praise. He is so worthy of our praise. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we give God praise and glory and honor. Yes, God, we thank you. God, I thank you for every person on this line. Bless their home. Bless, God, everything they've set their hands to do. We thank you for it, God. Because it's in you, God, that we live and we move and we have our being. Glory to God. Amen. Well, our time is up, but we thank God that we can continue to be blessed. I encourage you. You continue in God. Continue to be blessed of God, and then bless somebody else. Oh, God, and I thank you for being on this prayer line tonight, and may you continue to prosper. Pastor loves you, I love you, and Jesus loves you. So we praise God that you continue in prayer and pray for us. We believe God. So God bless you. We love you, and have a blessed night. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.